Today's daf is Erechin Daf Zayin, and we will begin 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Beis, Rabbi Yossi Oimer Noider Umarech. So Rabbi Yossi was mentioned at the end of the Mishnah, a little earlier on the Amud, Daf Vav Amud Beis. So the Mishnah said as follows, Hagoyseis, someone that's dying, Vayoytzi Lehoreg, or someone that's on death row, he's about to be executed, Loi Nider, V'loi Nerach. He can't be the subject of a neder, meaning if somebody says that I'm going to give that person's value to Hekdesh, it's not a neder. Additionally, if somebody says that I'm going to give that person's Erech to Hekdesh, it wouldn't be Chal Erech Anin. Reb Chanina ben Akavya Oimer Nerach Mebnei Shedom B'Ksufim. I agree to you, Tana Kama, Loi Nider, because Nidarim is based on value, and being that this person is about to be killed or is about to die, he has no value. But at the same time, from an Erechim perspective, that's a Gzeres HaKosov. There are fixed prices that the Torah says are associated with a person's value where a person is Makabal Erechim. And it's for that reason, says Reb Chanina ben Akavya, that even though a Geisis and a Yoytzi Lehareg don't have Nidarim, but they can be the subject of Erechim. Reb Yossi added to this discussion, and he said, Noider Umarech Umakdash. A Geisis and a Yoytzi Lehareg, if he himself makes an Neder, or if he himself is Makabal Erechim, or if he himself is Makdash something, the Neder, the Erechim, and the Hekdash Achim. Additionally, Vim Hizik, if this person would be Mazik Chayiv, he would be Chayiv as well, says the Gemara. V'tana kama mi kama adlo. Usually, if you have a machloikis tanoim in a Mishnah, so the tanoim are talking to each other. Over here, you have a Tanakama and Reb Chanina ben Akavya, and then Reb Yossi Yomer, Noider Umarech Umakdish, and Reb Yossi doesn't seem to be arguing with anybody, meaning the Tanakama and Reb Chanina ben Akavya were discussing whether a Goises or a Yoytzi Lihari can be the subject of another, whether they can be the subject of Erechin. Reb Yossi didn't argue. Reb Yossi said that he can make an Eder, he can make an Erechin. Tanakama never said anything to the contrary. So it doesn't sound like Reb Yossi is really adding anything to the Mishnah, meaning he's arguing who's arguing with. Nobody said to the contrary. It says the Gemara, "V'tanakamim mikomad the loy." The Gemara says, "You're right." Elabenoydu marachu makdish kulei amalui pligi. You have to say that as it relates to a goyses or yoytzi laharik being able to make a neder or erichin or hektish. There's no machloikis. Keep pligi. What is the machloikis? Bimhizik. The shaila is if he went ahead and he was mazik. Tanakamasava. The tanakam holds him hizik and he chayv betashulim. If a goyses or yoytzi laharik would be mazik somebody, he wouldn't have to pay. Rabbi Yossi Sav. Rabbi Yossi says im hizik chayv betashulim. That if he'd be mazik somebody, he would have to pay. So it's really more of a above a kamashayla. If a goyses or yoytzi laharik is mazik, is there a chiyuv tashlumin or is there no chiyuv tashlumin? Says the Gemara b'Maikum Miflegi. What's the beer in the machlokes? I'm Rav Yosef ben Milval Peh goyvim and ayarshin komiflegi. We know that if somebody dies, his children yarshin him. Not only do they yarshin the person's assets, but they yarshin the person's liabilities as well. They yarshin the person's chayfis. Stating that, there's a shayla in the Gemara whether if somebody dies, he had chayfis, but the chayvus that he had was milval peh. It wasn't milvah b'shtar. Do his yarshim have an obligation to now pay the milval peh? Or do they not have an obligation to pay the milval peh? Says the Gemara, could be that's the beer in the machlokes. How so? Because this person's about to die. So to the extent that he was mazik, it sounds like it's never going to be negeya for he himself to go ahead and have to pay. Why? Why not? Maybe Bezdin could be mechayev. The reason is because we know that if somebody is chayev misa, we try to kill him as quickly as possible. They tried killing him literally the day that it was Nigmar Dinoy, that he was chayev misa. Otherwise, it would be Inuy Adid. We don't want this person to have the tsar and the pain knowing that he's about to be executed. The goyses is naturally about to die. By definition, a goyses is someone that doesn't have a lot of time left on life. As a result, it's never going to be gemalt physically to make this person himself have to pay. So the only one that it's going to be negeya to be mechayev are the yarshim. So if we have a machlokes Rabbi Yossi in the Tanakama, whether or not a goyses yoytzi laharig is chayev if he's mazik, or is not chayiv if he's mazik. Presumably, the beer in the machlokes is whether we can be mechayiv the yarshim. What's the tzad not? L'chura, of course the yarshim should be chayiv. If the father died, he left over this liability, this obligation. Why should the yarshim not be chayiv? Says the Gemara. You know why? Because this chiyuv of mazik is milval peh. There's no shtar. There's no document anywhere where it says mefurish that this person has an obligation. So maybe that's the machlokes. It's not a kama sava. The Tana kama that holds that if somebody is mazik the yorshim don't have a chiyuv, he holds milva pein the government of yorshim. Rabbi Yosi sava. Rabbi Yosi that says that no, the yorshim would have a chiyuv, holds milva peh. But the Gemara says, Rabba Amar, Rabba said, no, could be the Kuli Abba Milva Peh in the government of Yarshim. Maybe everybody holds a Milva Peh is not Goyvim in a Yarshim. If that's the case, what's Pshad in the Man Nomer that holds that if a Goyse Yotze Laharik is Mazik, the children now have a Chiv, it's a Milva Peh, right? There's no Shtar. It doesn't say anywhere that you have to pay. So why then could be Goyvim in a Yarshim? So to Gemara, here the Machloik is something else. Vahacha ben Milva, Ksuva betayrukum Milvake. The Shaila is, this Milva, it's not really a milva, proverbially speaking. This momentous obligation, which is ksuva b'toira, do we look at it as if it's ksuva b'shtar, or do we not look at it as ksuva b'shtar? Tanakama, so a Tanakama holds milva, ksuva b'toira, lavka ksuva b'shtar, dami. As a result, it's a regular milva al peh. Milva al peh, ain't a government ayosha. So, gois yitzeli harig, he himself, you can't be mechayev, because there's never going to be a way to actually have a gmar din. The children, it's a milva haksuva the Torah, which is like a milva al peh, as a result, you can't be yaver. Rabbi Yosi sover kichsuva b'shtar adamya, that a milva kichsuva b'Torah is kichsuva b'shtar adamya, and even though milva al peh, you can't be yaver min ayarshim, but this is looked at as a milva b'shtar, you be yaver min ayarshim. Now there's machloikis Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbah had to understand the machloikis Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakhama, the Mishnah. The machloikis Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, even though it's not mefurish, but the way the Gemara explained it is whether a goises or a yoitzi l'harik is mazik, is he chayiv or is he not chayiv? And the understanding is there's no way to be mechayiv the person himself. Physically, practically speaking, you can't be mechayiv him. Shailas really can be mechayiv the yarshim. What's the beer on the machloikis? Machloikis Rav Yosef and Rabba. Rav Yosef said the machloikis is whether milva alpeh is goyvim and ayarshim. Rabba said the machloikis is whether milva haksuva betoira is kichsuva b'shtar adamyo, or it's lav kichsuva b'shtar adamyo. It says the Gemara, v'ichke demasni laha. Some were masni law. What's law? What were they masni? This machloikis Rabba and Rav Yosef. Whether the machloikis tanoim is regarding milva al peh goyvim and ayarshim or not, or milva chsuva b'toyr chsuva b'shtar or not, was stated not regarding the machloikis of Yosef and Tana Kamad or Mishnah, but with regards to a different machloikis tana. What's that machloikis? Hayotzi lark, something very similar. Somebody's on death row, and he went ahead and he was chayvel, right? He was maybe fighting with the guards, but he was chayvel, practically speaking, while he was Yotze Lihorik. So the Allah Chushu Chavu Bacher and Chayev. If he was Chayvel and somebody's Chayev, he's Chayev in the Chamisha Dvarim, then every Chayvel Bechaver is Chayev. Achim Shachav Lubay Pturim, but if somebody was Chayvel and him, they're going to be Potter. Rav Shimon Allah Zahim, Rav Shimon Allah said, Afu, he too, im Chavu Bacher and Potter. If he would be Chayvel, somebody else would be Potter. Why? Shaloi Nitin Lachazaras, Amidas Basin. Because there's no way you're not allowed to take a Yotze Lihorik and bring him into court and obligate him in the Chamisha Dvarim. Because it's Inu Yadin, like we spoke at earlier, and as a result, you can't obligate him. Says the Ram, what, the Tanakhama is not worried about Inu Yadin? Everybody holds of Inu Yadin. So what's the machloikis, Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Tanakhama, if someone's Yoitzel Laharek and he's Chayvel B'Chaveroi, whether or not he's going to be Chayev or not? Zok the Gemara, I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, you have to say, the Shaila is not whether you can be Mechayev him, because everybody holds he can't be Mechayev. The Shaila is whether he can be Mechayev the Yorsha. What's the Shaila? As a result, even though you can't be Mechayev him, but you can be Mechayev the Yorshim. And Hayotzi Lihorig, who Shechavu Bacherim Chayev means the Yorshim are going to be Chayev. Shimon Elazar, so Ve'ena Gavim and Ayarshim. Whereas Shimon Elazar holds, then no, Af Hu Em Chavu Bacherim Potter, because Milval Peh, Ena Gavim and Ayarshim. And this is a Milval Peh. Why is it a Milval Peh? Because it's not Mefurish anywhere that you have to pay. Rabba Marabba said, no, the Kuli Am Milval Peh, Ena Gavim and Ayarshim. Really, everybody holds a Milval Peh. You're not Gavim and Ayarshim. Is that a milva al peh? Or maybe the fact that it's ksuva b'toira is kichsuva b'shtar. The Torah is the shtar. You want to know where it's written? It's written in the Torah. That's where it's written. Tanakama sava Tanakama holds kichsuva b'shtar damya. And therefore, you're going to be able to obligate the Yarshim. Rav Shimon Elazar Savar, Lav Kichsuva B'Shtar Adam. So the bottom line is that we have a Machloikis, Rav Yosef and Rabba had to understand a Machloikis Tanoim. Rabba understood that the Machloikis Tanoim was Milva Kichsuva B'Tayr, Kichsuva B'Shtar Adam. Rav Yosef understood the Machloikis Tanoim was Milva Apeh, Govim and Ayarshim, Enu Govim and Ayarshim. And we have two Lashoinus with regards to which Machloikis Tanoim Rabba and Rav Yosef were talking. The first Mishnah was they were going on our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we have a Machloikis Tanakam and Rabbi Yosef. Again, even though it's not Mefurish in the Mishnah, but it's the way the Gemara explained the Machloikis in the Mishnah. A Machloikis, whether a Goyis is Yotze Laharik, if he's Mazik, is a Chayv Potter. Tana Kama says pot, Rabbi Yosef is chayv. What's the beer of the machloikas? Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. The second lishn is it's going on a brayso. A yoytzel a horig and he's chayv ba'acher. Is he chayv or is he potter? If someone's chayv in him, that person is for sure potter. The question is if he himself is chayv. Tana Kama says chayv. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says potter. What's the beer of the machloikas? Again, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Abafreit the Gemara meisavei. Achayv from Rabbi Shosar Rabbim. If somebody digs a bar in a Rishosar Rabbim, v'nafal olav shor, and then a shor fell into the bar, the hargoy, and he killed the chayfer. So somebody's digging a bar in a Rishosar Rabbim. Obviously, that's a bad thing. And while he's in the bar digging with his shovel, doing his thing, a shor falls on his head and it killed him. Dalach is potter. The owner of the shor is going to be potter for killing the Baal Habar, the Loyoid. Not only that, she'im meis, if the shor ends up dying, the halacha is, yorshe baal, she'im meis ha-shor, yorshe baal habar, chayob l'shalem, d'mei shor l'baylov, the yorshim of the Baal Habar are going to have to pay. So to add insult to injury, not only is the owner of the shor potter for his shor killing the Baal Habar, but if the shor died, the yorshim of this fellow that just died, the person that was digging this bar, is going to have to pay for the shah. Says the Gemara. What do you see from here? You see clearly that there's a concept that you can be mechayev yarshim for the dmei hezek. You can be chayev yarshim for the dmei hezek of the bar. Meaning, who's going to have to pay for the shah that just died? It's the Baal Habar. The Baal Habar died. So obviously it's not the Baal Habar. Who's it going to be? It's going to be the yarshim. So you see mefurish that there's a concept that you could be goyva dmei hezek from Yarshim, Amrav Elo, Amarav, Kisha Amad Bedin. It's talking about where there was already a Hamad Bedin. They already paskin, Bezdin did, that the Baal Habar is Chayiv. So once there's a Gemar Din, so that's a regular liability that transfers over to the Yarshim. But the point is, the Gemar Din happened. Well, but the Gemar's Bahar Gitani, that's not what happened. It says he killed him. Man, this, it was his Maisa Shahaya, Loi Kachaya. Right? What happened? What happened was the sharp fell on the person's head and he killed him. Amrav Adabar Ahavim, Shasoy Trefi. You have to see when it says Hargit, he didn't really kill him. He halachically killed him. He made him into a treifa. But being that he was a treifa, he was still ra'oi to stand in front of Bezdin. And that's how you had the Gemara then. But the Gemara says, Va'amar Rav Nachman Tani Tana, not Tani Chaga, but Tani Tana meis v'kavra. No, the story was, he added the rest of the story. The shor literally buried him. The force of the shor took this person, mamashi, knocked him 6 feet under. So it's mefurish that he didn't just make him into a treifa, he actually killed him. So the Gemara says, v'hilchasa, that's just the way, Gemara's way of saying, what's the bottom line, the resolution, and this is really the teretz, the yasvi dayoni apum the bira. Okay, so this is already a super duper ekimta, but the case is where Bezdin was literally standing at the side of the bar watching this happen, and as he's falling down, they paskin yechayev, and that's why the yarshon is going to be chayev. This is Bryce's not a stira to the shita and shas that holds that Yarshim aren't going to be chayiv to pay for the Dmei Hasek. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Hayotzei Lehorig. If someone is on death row, again, he's about to be killed. Mazen Olam Midam Chatos Midam Hashamoy. And this person had previously done an aver for which he was chayiv a chatos, he was chayiv an asham. So the halach is Bezdin could bring the chatos and they could bring an asham. Why is the chiddush? Why is it a chiddush? Why would you think not that way? Adarabba, let him get a little bit of kapara before he dies. Because it's aloch of chata shemesu baleh is lemisa asla. So it would have been a havamina that this person that's a yoytzeh lahari, he's on death row, so maybe the chatas has a din of a chata shemesu baleh, and the aloch is kosher b'chatas mesa ba'asham tere. So maybe you can't bring the chatas, you can't bring the asham. So that's the chiddush. Hayoytzeh lahareg, just because he's a yoytzeh lahareg, mazin olav midam chatasoy u'midam asham. Chata ba'isa shah. What happens if he does the aveira while he's yoytzeh lahareg? So he's chapping around one aveira before Bezdin kills him, and he does, but it was b'shoigig, maybe b'mezid. So then aloch is enes kakunlai. So for this person already, we're not going to bring his chatas and asham. So I'll do my time. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, because we can't stall. We have to kill him right away. It's aloch of yinu'adin. That's going to take time until you bring the chatas and asham. So what's pshat in the ratio? How come in the ratio where he did the aveira before he was a yoytzeh laharig, we bring the chatas and the asham? If there's an issue of time that's going to cause Inei Adin, then why in that case do you bring him? I mean, it sounds like the Metzias is the same. The difference is when he did the Avera. Did he do the Avera before? Did he do the Avera after? If in the Sefer, the reason we don't want to bring the chatas and the asham is going to take an hour, and we don't want to wait an hour before we kill him because of the inyan din, then l'chayr and the reisha, it should be the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, the reisha is talking about a different akim. They already did the shechita. At this point, all they have to do is the zrika. But the shechita was already done, so there's not going to be an inyan din. Said the Gemara, my voice. Obviously, if it wasn't zivchay zavuach, then the halacha is, even in the reisha, even though he did the avera before he was a yotze b'harg, we wouldn't bring the carbon. Frank the Gemara, if that's the case, I'd tell you, chata ba'oyser shah, in this gawk and loy, lifli b'lis the bidida. So why is the reisha and the seifa mitzafim l'darim? Why don't we just say that the only time the halacha is true in the reisha of medvar v'amur shah is zivchay zavuach ba'oyser shah, where there is no inu yadeh. Aval ein zivchay zavuach loy. So why is the reisha and the seifa, the contrast of the two cases in the Braisa between whether he did the Avera before he was a Yotze L'Harek or he did the Avera after he was a Yotze L'Harek? That's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is, was it Zivchay Zavuach or was it not Zivchay Zavuach? The Nakuda is, will there be Inu Yadin or will there not be Inu Yadin? So the Braisa is not saying the right thing. The Braisa is being Mechalik. You want to know what the Halach is? There's two cases. There's a Reish and a Seifa. In one case, we bring the carbon. In the other case, we don't bring the carbon. What are the two cases? Was it... did he do the Avera before, or did he do the Avera after? But l'chayra, after the Iyun of the Gemara, that's not what matters. No one cares when he did the Avera. What matters is, was it Zivchay Zavuach, so there won't be Inu Yadin? Or was it Lay Zivchay Zavuach, so there will be it? So the Gemara says, Hachi Namika, you're right, that's really what the Braisa means. But Medavaram Amurim Shai Zivchay Zavuach, Vayse Shah. Avalein Zivchay Zavuach, Nasik, Misha Chadu, Vayse Shah, Vayneh Kalkulis. You have to add some words, do a little reconstructive surgery to the Braisa, and everything will be beautiful. Meaning the Reisha and the Seifa is not when he did the Avera, but rather the Reisha and the Seifa is whether it was Zivchay Zavuach, it was not Zivchay Zavuach, and Enochinami, if it was not Zivchay Zavuach, even if he did the Avera before he was a Yotze L'Harek, the halacha is, we would not bring the carbon exhale. So before we go weiter, just one ara. So the theme of the first part of the daf was this halacha, that if somebody's a mazik, or if he's a choyva b'chaveroi, and then he dies before the Gemar Din. The question is, do the Yarshim have a chiv now to pay this chayiv, or do they not have a chayiv to pay this chayiv? And the Gemara looked at it from two perspectives. Number one, the mehezik is a milva al peh. It's not written in a shtar anywhere. Thus, we have to know, milva al peh, goivim min ayarshim, or yeinu goivim min ayarshim. Another thing you have to take into consideration is that even though it's a milva al peh technically, but it's a milva chsuva b'teir. And a milva chsuva b'teir maybe is going to be kichsuva b'shtar. And again, the Gemara discussed it in three instances. Number one, Rabbi Yossi's halach in our Mishnah, Hagoyis vayoytze laharig, says Rabbi Yossi im hizik chayiv, which the Gemara said clearly implies that Tanakama argues. Thus, you have a machlokes Rabbi Yossi in the Tanakama. You had the brayse of ayoytze laharig, hu shechavu b'acherim, chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, af hu im chavu b'chaverim potter. It's talking about chavala, hachayvu b'chaverim, chayiv b'chamishu dvarim. And the third case was with the mazik of bar. Hachayvu bar b'shoser rabin, v'nof alol of shar. That loch is, im meisa shar, yoshe bal habar, chayovim l'shalim. The Gemara had a holy Kimta, had to make it work according to all the shittas. With regards to the third shayla, or the third seer in which the Gemara discussed this discussion, and that is the shayla of if somebody digs a bar, his bar is mazik ashar, and he dies. Will the yarshim be chayev, or will the yarshim not be chayev? So what came to mind is Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin's famous shayla. What was Rabbi Shua Leib shayla? Rabbi Shua Leib cleared a shayla, if somebody digs a bar, and then he dies, the yarshim, do they yarshin the bar, or do they not yarshin the bar? Meaning, if a week later, that bar was mazik, a shor, a chamar, fell into the bar, and as a result, it was a hezik. Would the yarshin be chayev, or would the yarshin not be chayev? What's the yisoid of the shayla? So Rabbi Shua Leib said, the Gemara says, psachim davavim and beis, and other places in Shas as well. Amir Rabbi Lazar, shnei dvarim enam b'shusay shal adam, v'asan ha-kasov k'ilu heim b'shusay. There's two things that are really not b'shusay shal adam, but asa nakasuv k'ilu heim b'shusay. Bar b'shusa rabim, chametz mishay shoyes ulamaylos. Let's talk about bar b'shusa rabim. If somebody digs a bar b'shusa rabim, really it doesn't become a bailam under b'shusa rabim. It's the b'shusa rabim. You can't acquire real estate by digging a bar. Oh, now it's mine. No, it doesn't work that way. Stating that asa nakosuf kiilu ein b'shusa. The Torah said that even though it's not yours, it's as if it's yours. And really, this is a big lumdus in Bava Kama, because what's mavura in this, from a Bava Kama lumdus perspective, is that the reason if you dig a bar, you're chayef any hezek that the bar causes, is because we look at the bar as being your mamon, and when your mamon is mazik, The halacha is you're going to be chayiv. Just like if your shor is mazik yichayiv, if your bor is mazik yichayiv. Meaning you could have thought that the mazik of bor has nothing to do with mama and amazik. It's more that I'm achroy for what I did. I dug a ditch, and if something comes as a result of it, I'm going to be responsible. My yachas to it is the fact that I dug it. I don't own the bar, it's in Rishus HaRabim. How could I own it? It's on Fifth Avenue. How could I own this bar? Norvas, I dug it. And because I dug it, the Mela, I now bear some of the responsibility. But it's before in the Gemara, I love this, that the way bar works is the same way shar works. It works, me din mamen amazik. It's not mine. Shnei dvarim inam b'shusay shaladam, v'asoyin ha-kasuv, ki lehem b'shusay. But the bottom line is, the Torah was mechadish, in balabar yishalem, that if I dig a bar b'shus HaRabim, it becomes my bar. So Sir Bishulay declared a shaila. If this person now owns the bar and then he dies, maybe the Yarshim yashin it. The Yarshim get everything that was in the possession of the father. He owned this bar. And if that's the case, if something will happen later, maybe it's going to be chayef. Now, just to be clear, this is not our Gemara. Our Gemara is discussing where a person dug a bar and b'chayef the bar was mazik. And there was no Amad Abedin yet. And then the person died. So the question is, do the Yarshim have to pay for the Hezek that happened while the father was alive? That's a Mefurish Gemara, Erech and Dav Zayin. This is a Klara Sugya. Rabbi Shmuel Leib declared a different Shaila. His Shaila was where the bar was Mazik after the man died. Where was Mazik in the Rishus of the Yarshim. And his Shaila was, if the Yarshim Yarshin the bar, so just like the Yarshin a Shor, and the Shor was Mazik, they would be Chayiv, so the Yarshin the bar, so they should be Chayiv as well. Or maybe no, it's only Yason HaKos of Kila and Rishusoy with regards to the Mazik of bar, but it's not Mamish his that it can penetrate the laws of Yerusha to say that his children are going to have to Yarshin. Azoy Zokt Min Iber and Yeshiva in the name of Agoyin Rabbi Shul Leib Diskin Zeichet Tzadik Lebracha. But the truth is, it's really a Mefurish Yitzhuv in the Noi Debi Yehuda. Now, Debi Yehuda was asked a Shaila. There was a man that died, and he left over Chametz, and he wasn't an Upkehit and Eid, and he never sold his Chametz, and it was died on Pesach, and as a result, he had this chametz, and the Yarshim came running to the Noi Debi Yehuda. They said, do we have to get rid of our father's chametz? And really, there was a bigger shaila at stake. Is it asavana? Because chametz she'ovar olav ha-pesach is really asavana. So the question is, did it have a din of chametz she'ovar olav ha-pesach? The case was where the person died erev Pesach, mishei shayis olamayil. That was the more accurate case. But the bottom line is they wanted to know, did they Yarshim the chametz, or did they not Yarshim the chametz? Do they have a chiv? Do they have a chiv? Says Reb the Noi Debi Yehuda, that the emes is the first place to look is Pesachim Daf Vav Amud Beis. Because the Gemara says, Shnei Dvarim Ein B'Shusa Shalad and Vasan HaKos of Kilei B'Shusa. Bar B'Shusa Rabim, that's what we just spoke about. But there's a second thing, Chometz Mishay Shoyes Olamayla. Chometz Mishay Shoyes Olamayla is Asa Bahana. And Afal Pekin the Zinissa Bal Yerah Bal Yomotze. Now the truth is, if it's Asa Bahana, that means it's not a Mayrashus. If it's not a Mayrashus, they can't be Bayerah Bayamatze, by definition. Because Shalchoy Yateroya, Avalateroya Shalachim, it has to be yours in order to be over Bayerah. Teretz is the Zelva Chiddish. Shnei Dvarim Shaladim, Eina Beshusay Shaladim, Vasan Akas of Gilein Beshusay. Just like the Torah took the Bar Beshusay Rabbim and made it yours, so the Torah can take the Chometz at Asabahna and make it yours as well. But either way, so the Noi Debi Yehuda declared, this was the Shaila. He said, Lachar, you want to know whether he's going to be Chayiv, he's not going to be Chayiv? This is the Yosoid of the Shaila. The Shaila is do you say, Asan HaKos of Kilein Bershusai, thus, the Yarshim now Yarshim the Chametz? Or maybe not. And Yehuda said, it's Pasha to him, that Avada, there's no Yerusha on it. There's no Yerusha. Son, HaKos of Kilein Bershusai doesn't mean Yerusha. But Al-Koponim, Rabbi Yishu Leib declared it regarding Bar. It's a Mefurish Tshuva, and Noi Debi Yehuda. It's an Erechayim. Madura Kama, Simin Chav, but again, that's not our sugi. Our sugi is where the Hezek happened while the man was alive. We're handling not Yarshining the bar. We're handling Yarshin the Chayv. That's a different Shaila. Do you Yarshin Chayvis, Milvak Palpeh, Milvak Suva Bataira? Either way, Zok the Mishnah Vaita. So the Gemara is, or the Mishnah is going to digress. May Inyan Le'inyan. So we spoke about a Goyseis and a Yoytse Lihore in the context of Erechim. We're learning Masechtas Erechim for the most part. And as a result, that was the Shaila. Could the Yoytze Lahareg, or the Geisis, be the subject of Erechim and Adarim? Could the Yoytze Lahareg or the Geisis be Noider or be Marich? Is my Indian, in the Zokta Mishnah, Isha She Yoytze Lahareg. There was a woman that was Chayav Mrs. Bezin, she was on death row. The Halacha is, but she was also pregnant. She was a Mu'beres. If we're going to go ahead and kill this woman right now, the Mu'beres is also going to die. Should we wait until the child is born and then afterwards kill the mother? Or do we kill the mother right now? It says the Mishnah, Ein Mamtinen Lo Achet Heilet. It's Halacha Psukah. It's a Mishnah. We don't wait until she gives birth. Hey, one second. We don't wait until she gives birth and we kill right now. If, however, the woman was literally, she was in the middle of labor when they paskin that she's Chayav Mises Bezdin. But she was Yoshva La Mashber, meaning the baby's already coming out. Then the Halacha is Mamtinen Lo Achet Heilet. Then we do wait. Isha Shen Neher. Got another Halacha. A woman that's killed. So the halacha is that a mace is aser bahana. Right? Macem are aser bahana. What about her here? So the halacha is nenem besairi. What about not from her here? Behema shenergo, a behema that's killed. Sure, in this girl, for example, it was killed, meaning Bezdin killed it. Asura bahana is aser bahana. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was, Ishishi yatsi liharik, e mamtina lache toilet. Now, I think if you tell this halacha to most people, they would think it's a very big kiddush. What do you mean? Why are you killing the baby? Wait until she gives birth, and afterwards, kill the mother. But the Gemara asks just the opposite. The Gemara says, Pshita. I don't even need a Mishnah for it. L'chare, every bar svara knows that this is the way it should be. Why? Zok the Gemara, because gufihi. Because isn't the baby a chelik of the mother? So if the baby's a chelik of the mother, so just like you can kill all the ramach evarim of the mother, well, we'll see how many evarim does the mother really have, b'chayris, but just like you can kill all the evarim of the mother, so based on that, why shouldn't you be able to kill the baby also? So, it's true, it's a chidr. So, I would have thought, because a child is also the possession of her husband. The husband owns this child to a degree. And if that's the case, you would have thought that don't kill the baby, because why should you be mafsid? You're right. From the mother's perspective, it's gufa of the mother. But why are you being mafsid the moment of the husband? That's the chiddush. So learned from the following pasuk. Umesu gam shneim. It says, umesu gam shneim. Now, what's the context? The context is it's a pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Chavez, pasuk Chavez. So Dvarim Chavez Chavez, ki imati ish shaychevim isha, I'm just reading the pasuk. If a man was shaychevim isha bulas baal, and she was a married woman, umesu, they have to die, gam shneyan. Ha ish ha shaychev im ha isha, ve ha isha, will be out of Yisrael. So the pasuk says that if a man and a woman were mezana, she's an eshes ish, so the halach is umesu shneyan. He dies and she dies. But the pasuk doesn't say umesu shneyan, it says umesu gam shneyan. So what do we do with the word gam? Said Rabbi Yochanan, the rabbi says a vlad. Gam is marba that if she was a muberes and she had a vlad, umesu gam shneyan. Freit gemara, v'haimi boyolei achi yushneyam shav, do Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan already dashed it for something else. The teacher said halach that the only time a person's chayav misa for being mezana with an eshes ish, or the only time a woman who's an Eishas Ish is Chayv Misa, is that both of them are going to be our Gedolim, meaning they're both Shayach to Misa's Bezen. But if one of them is a Katan, even though a Katan could be a Barbia, a Zachar from 9, and a Ketana and a Keva from 3, but there's no Misa's Bezen unless it's Umesu Gam Shneim. And that I know from the word Gam, but the Gemara says, Ki Kamrina Migam, meaning there's two Diyukim in the Pasuk. Number one, it didn't have to say Umesu Shneim. We know Umesu Shneim. And then it says Umesu Gam Shneim. I mean, the Pasuk says before Ish that the man and the woman both are killed. So why does it have to say Umesu Shneim? That's the first drasha. Umesu Gam Shneim. The bottom line is, it's from the word Gam that we learn, even though there would have been a Havamina, don't kill the Uber, why not? Because why are you being mafsid the husband? Kamash Malan, that the halacha is that you're going to go ahead and you're going to kill Shneim. Either way, before we go weiter, there's a lot of raid, but before we go weiter and finish the daf and then get into the real raid, somehow all under an hour. But before we do that, just one classic Meshech Chachma. And that is, so the Gemara learns out from the word Umesu Gam Shneim, L'Rabbi says to Oper, that if a woman is Mezana, as a result she's Chayav Mises Bezin, not only do we kill him, not only do we kill her, but Umesu Gam Shneim, we kill the Uber as well. There's a Gemara in the Sechtes Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. The Gemara is actually discussing this week's parasha. After the Chet of the Meraglim, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore, Hashem Nishbati Ba'api Yom Yivayin Amon Uchasi, we say it in Kabbalah Shabbos and Luchun Aranino, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore Yom Yivayin Amon Uchasi, that the Dar HaMidbar is not going to be able to enter Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Zulasi, Yeshua ben Nun, the Kol ben Yefuna. They were the only two people that were from that door were able to enter Eretz Yisrael. Stating that, Zok to Gemara, Amar Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, Lo nigzer gzeira al shiftoi shel Levi. Shevet Levi was exempt from that. Because the pasuk says, Bamidbar hazeh yiplu pigrechem, v'chol pikudechem, v'chol misbarchem, yiben hesrim shon of amayla, asher halinois malai. The pasuk says that all the Yidden from 20 years and up,
they're all not going to be able to make it into the mitzvah. Says the Gemara,
that it's only a shevet that was counted, mi ben esrim, that were included in the shvur. But shevet Levi that was counted, not mi ben esrim, but mi ben shloshim, not ad ben shushim, but ad ben chamishim. So they're not included in this pasuk. They weren't included in the gzeira in the shvur. And as a result, they could be exempt. So the only ones that would be ben esrim v'shushim that entered Eretz Yisrael were Yeshua ben Nun and Kalev ben Yefua. Freit the Gemara Akasha. But Tanya, we learned it in Braisa. So Yair ben Menashe, Umachir ben Menashe. Menashe, as in Yosef HaTzadik's son, Ephraim of Menashe, had two sons. He had a son Yair, and he had a son Machir. They were both Nodu b'mei Yaakov. They were both alive in the time of Yaakov Avinu. And they didn't die until the Yidin entered Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, and the Gemara brings a pasuk for it. Either way, a pasuk that says that they were alive when the Yidin entered Eretz Yisrael. So the kasha is, if they were alive in the times of Yaakov Avinu, so the Chayu that Miben Esrim, they're from 20 years up. So if they're Miben Esrim, so why is it that they were able to come into Eretz Yisrael? They weren't from Shevet Levi, and they're not Yeshua ben Nun and Kalev ben Yefuna. As I fake the Gemara, kasha, and the Gemara gives a teretz. Now, the kasha is predicated on two realities. That Yair ben Menashe and Machir ben Menashe were alive at the time of Yaakov, you know, they were known to be Mei Yaakov, and they also entered Eretz Yisrael. The fact they entered Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara addresses. But the Gemara doesn't prove how it knows that Yair ben Menashe and Machir ben Menashe saw Yaakov Avinu. And the Rashbam's bothered by that, and the Rashbam gives a one-word beer in the Gemara. You know what he says? Gemara. That's what we're doing. Gemara. What does it mean, Gemara? It doesn't mean Talmud Bavli. He means Messiah. He means tradition. There must have been a Messiah. As always, after Rashbam, meaning he says, I don't know. I have no way of knowing how Chazal knew that Yair ben Menashe and Machir ben Menashe will know the B'mei Yaakov. Must be it's a Gemara. It must be we have a Messiah. It says Rimei Simcha in a classic Meshach Chachma. He says there's a Mefurish of Makar, and I'm going to tell you the Makar right here. The Pasuk says in Parashas Vayechi, it says Vayoyim Yisrael. So Yaakov tells Yosef, I want you to bring your sons. I want to give them a bracha. Malach Hagoy Eloisim Yikara. Before he dies, Ve'ini Yisrael Kovdu Mizoykin La'yuchal Lirois Vayagi Yisrael Melech Vayishak Lehem Vayichabek Lehem. He hugs them, he kisses them. Vayoyim Yisrael or Yosef. So Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef, Ra'oy Panecha Lo'y Filalti. After all these years, that I would be zoichet to see you. Vehine, not only was I zoichet to see you, but hera oisi alekim gam esarecha. I was zoichet not only to see you, but to see your children as well. It says Rameh Simcha, that it's mavur in the sugya, in Erech and Davzayin, that gam is l'rabois. What is gam marba? It's the rabbis and uber. That's the makar. The makar is that Yaakov said, "Here, Eretz Yalekim Ezarecha, Gam Ezarecha's the rabbis." What's it coming to be marba? It's coming to be marba uber. Oh, it's coming to be marba uber. That means that Yaakov Avinu didn't only see Yosef's children; he saw the Einik Lachaychet. It's Yair ben Menashe, Machir ben Menashe. These were the Einik Lach Gam Ezarecha. So says Rameh Simcha. The Rashbam said Gemara that there's no makar. There's a makar. You know what the makar is? Gam Ezarecha. That's what he meant. Gemara. He's like, Gam Ezarecha, this is the Makar. Incidentally, Rameh Simcha brings over there, and this is already a digression, but Rameh Simcha over there brings that the emes is that this idea that Gam is l'rabbis, this idea is mentioned in the Midoy Shatar in the Dreshus Behem. But not Rabbi Shmuel Oimer's Yud Gimel Midoy Shatar in the Dreshus Behem, but rather Rabbi Eliezer Benoy Sherab Yoisei Haglili's Lamed Beis Midoy Shatar in the Dreshus. Everybody knows Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, right? B'shein Chayik Suma, Chushishin Zazat, Chiyama Kasav Ashishin Ve'achriya Be'neim, Kadosh Durabona. That everybody knows, right? Rabbi Shmuel said, Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah in the Drashas Behem. But in addition to the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah in the Drashas Behem, there's a lesser known braisa that was written by Rabbi Eliezer, not Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Yosei Akvili. So basically, he had a son, Rabbi Eliezer, and he said, Belamid Beit Midos HaTorah in the Drashas Behem. If you want to see them innovate, it's printed in the Vilna Shas, the end of Masechtas Brachas. So there's a Mavei Talmud, there's a lot of interesting things there. So one of the things is, Shloishim Mishnayim Midos Rabbi Eliezer Benoish Rabbi Yosei Akvili. What's the first one? You know what the first one is? Riboy. The first one is Riboy. Listen to this. Hariboy Gimel L'Shoynos. I'm reading from the Midos. Hariboy Gimel L'Shoynos. S, Gam, and Af. So S, the rabbis tell me the Chachamim, Shimon, Am, Suni. So there's really three. Everything comes full circle. So you have S, S Hashem L'Kech Hatira. You have Gam, that's what we're discussing now, and you have Af. And in the Midah, in the Brisa itself, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yosef Yosef Lili gave examples of where you find that S is l'rabbis, where you find that Gam is l'rabbis, and where you find that Af is l'rabbis. Gam l'rabbis keitzat, it says, Gam tzoynchem, Gam bekarchem kru. That's right after Makkos Becheres. A parit tells you, Moshe Rabbeinu is just leave, just get out. Take your book or take your tzoyin. It says gam. It says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yisrael Yisak li the ilu nemar tzoyinchem bekarchem hoyisi oimer noin what nosal lehem elu tzoyinu buvkar. Tamal oimer gam li rabbis melamichin nosal lehem doyre mishaloi umishal sarif. He didn't just give them their own buck and their own tzoyin. He came to be marba. He says, I'll give you another example. Ki yoytze bayata oimer umesu gam shneya ilu loy nemar gam hoyisi oimer shem nischayva vihim uberes mamtina la'ach atelit. Talmud loy mar gam li rabbi says havlad lemiso she'e mamtina la'ach atelit. But either way, this gam that's marba, or Meir Simcha said, you see clearly that it's marba vlad, this idea that gam is marba, it falls into the same concept of S, which is always l'rabbis, you have gam, which is always l'rabbis, and you have af, which is always also l'rabbis. Incidentally, the second midah are the miyutim, also gimel l'shoyin, it's ach, rak, and min. Either way, v'advarim atikin, and on that note, zok to gemara vayter, yoshva al ha-mashber. So we said, a woman that's yoytzid liharik, she's on death row, she's chayav mises bezin, she's also a meuberes. So do we wait or do we not wait? So the halacha is, ain mamtinan law. What if she's yashba la-mashba? What if she's mamish in middle of chevle leida? So the halacha is that we do wait. Says the Gemara, my time, give me the akar gufa achrino. Because if she's in middle of labor, that means that the child moved already. And once the child moves, it's considered already a separate guf. The reason we kill the vlad is because it's part and parcel of the mother. But once we look at it as an independent entity, we look at it as a separate goof, then already the halacha changes. A woman that's pregnant, who's being killed, the Mishnah said, so we're going to kill her even with the muberes. So the halacha is they used to hit her or kill her keneged beis heroin, in the makom of the rechem, because we want the vlad to die first. The assumption is that when we kill the mother, the child's for sure going to die. But it's important that the child die first. Because if the mother's going to die first, and then the child is still going to be alive, and the child's eventually going to die, it's not like you're going to save the child's life, and it's just going to be a nivel. It's going to add a certain level of something not nice and disgusting and bizoyan and busha to what's taking place over here, and we're trying to prevent that. But the Gemara says, remember, he called me Mesa. It sounds like that if you don't have kavana to do it, in the Mokim Harechem, what's going to happen is she's going to die first. Is that true? We have a Messiah that the child always dies first. If a pregnant woman dies, it's always a child that dies first. I'm going to the Mishnah. A child, once he's one day old, he could Yarshin and he could be Manchel. What it means is, in the event that there was a mother who had a child that was a Ben Yoimai, literally just born, and then the mother died, and this child is the only Yairish. So the halacha is the child Yarshins. As long as he's one day old, he Yarshins the mother. If that child then dies, and he has brothers min ha'av, they weren't related to the mother, but because they only had the same father, that's how they were brothers, he would be manchul to the brothers. But we need the diak. It sounds like this whole shaila is only in a gay if he's a ben yoimechad. But an uber not. What's the reason? Because any time a woman that's muberes dies, and the uber also dies, we assume that the uber died first. And an uber doesn't have an ability to yarshin, so that he should be able to be manchel. But the bottom line is, you see that the uber always dies first. So what do you need to make it in a way that the uber is going to die first? The uber is anyway going to die first. So the Gemara says, this that we know for a fact, ordinarily, that the uber dies first, then it impacts al chasirushas, etc. That's only by a natural death. I did the vlad zutra chiyuse, being that a vlad is smaller, so it has less chiyus, so to speak. I will tip of the malach hamavis u'mechatech simonim. So the tip of the malach hamavis is mechatech the simonim of the uber before it's mechatech the simonim of the mother. Avon erga. But in the case where the mother was executed, he may sebereisha. There, it's already different. Sounds like why? Because Neherga doesn't work with the Malach HaMavis, right? So of course what comes to mind is the Teres Chayim that we spoke at in Masechtes Chulin. The income of Kaim Laharach, says the Gemara, V'ahava Uvda Upirchis. But we know there was a Maisa Shahaya, Kach Haya, where a mother died, and the child was Mefarcheses, which means that the child was still alive afterwards. Atlas Pirchusi, it was Mefarches three times. So the Gemara says that doesn't mean that it was alive. Midi Dehavi Azon of Halta, the Mefarcheses. If we cut off the tail of a Halta, the tail's still gonna jump around. What do you mean? The tail is not attached to anything anymore. The teretz is, it's not a raya that the child was still alive. Zok to Gemara Rav Nachman of Mashmul, another classic Gemara that we can't go into. A woman that was
pregnant and she's in the middle of giving birth and she dies. And the question now is, should we be Mechal Shabbos to save the Uber? Or should we not be Mechal Shabbos to save the Uber? So the value of this Uber, this fetus, are we Mechal Shabbos or not? Pekuach nefesh ordinarily is Deicha Shabbos. But this is an Uber. Maybe an Uber is different. So the Gemara says, Mevi in Sakin, you bring a knife, Umekaren es kreisa, and they cut open the stomach, Umeitzin es avlad, Umechal Shabbos. Why is it possible? The Gemara says, what's the Chil Shabbos? There's not even a Chil Shabbos over here. My oven, Mechatech Chabasar. What's Chil Shabbos if you cut? You're being chayvo, you're netilas neshama. This is a dead woman anyways. So if she's not alive, all you're doing is you're hacking flesh. You're allowed to cut meat on Shabbos. I'm a rabbi, and you're allowed to carry a sack of Shabbos. The chiddush is that you're allowed to carry a sack of Derech Shabbos. You're really allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Okay, Michael Mashmalan, what's the chiddush? The misfeikah mechalalin Shabbat. At the end of the day, the chiddush is that you can be mechal Shabbos misafik. I mean, it sounds like the only chiddush to the Gemara was... At this point, we'll see not that way in a second. But right now, the only chiddush was it's a suffix whether the child is alive. That's the shaila. Meaning, kamash malon, that bekuach nefesh is doicha suffix chil shabbos, tonino, or suffix bekuach nefesh is doicha vadai chil shabbos, just the opposite. Misha nafla the mapoilas, if someone had a mapoilas fall on him, suffix husham, suffix enesham, suffix chai, suffix mei, suffix nani, suffix yisrael, mefakhan, all of us agal. So, of course, you're always mechal shabbos, even for a suffix. The shaila was something else. Mother, tame a husband with the habalei chazok of the chiyusa. There you're dealing with a person who's becheskas chai. Habalei chazok of the chiyusa, here dealing with an uber. So the Gemara says, "Kamash Malon." That's the chiddush. Vayto isha shenergo v'amai. So the Mishnah. So we'll get back to this. So the Mishnah said that a woman that's killed, you can have anah from her here. A behema that's killed, you can't have anah from the behema. Says the Gemara, "V'amai isur anah." Then why let anah from the here of a woman that is killed? B'chayra a mace. Forget about someone that's killed. A mace. Any dead person is asa b'ano. Mace is always asa b'ano. So if a mace is asa b'ano, why could you have ano from the sar? I'm a rabbi, meres tenu sari labiti. He's talking about that right before she was killed, she said that after I die, after I'm executed, I want you to take my hair, I want you to give it to my daughter, says the Gemara. I hear. Ilo amr tenu yadi labiti miyavinu. And let's say she would say, give my hand to my daughter. Well, why does that change anything? At the end of the day, she died. She's a mace. A mace is asa b'ano. So the Gemara, amr rab, bepeya nachris. No, we're talking not about her natural ear. We're talking about her sheitel. Our sheitel is already a shayla. I mean that it's a sheitel. Is it part of her? Is it not part of her? So naturally, we'd assume it is part of her. That's what's mavur in this halacha. If she says, tnu sairi labiti, so then already, being that it's the sheitel, so she's giving it a yichus bifnei atzma, so to speak. We don't look at it as being part of her, and that's why it's not going to be asa b'ano. But the Gemara says, taimed da amr tnu. Clearly we're implying that the sheitel pashtis is part of the mother. It's only if she says tnu libiti, then it's not. The Rabbi Chanina wasn't so sure about this. He said, sar noshim tzidkani yismau. Who's these noshim tzidkani? It's not the noshim tzidkani is from Mitzrayim. No, what he means is something else. He means, we're talking about Irani Dachas. The halach of Irani Dachas is that if roiv of the city, we kill the whole, but we don't kill the whole city. Because anyone that's righteous, the Noshim Tzidkaniyas weren't killed. But at the same time, the fact that we take all the possessions and all the mammon and it gets destroyed, that applies for the woman as well. So this is the Shaila. We're going to spare the woman, but we're taking away everything that she owns. What about her Sheitel? Is that part of her? Or do we look at that as a possession? That was Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina's Shaila. So Luchura, what's the Shaila? You see from our sugya that it should be part of her unless stated otherwise, unless she says tnu labiti. So the Gemara says, you have to say, kimi boile, the Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, the tali besichsa, haga the mechaber. Now Rabbi Yosef was talking about when she had a sheitel that wasn't on her head. Over there, he wasn't sure. And Chanami, if she was wearing her sheitel, there we would consider it part of her, unless she said tnu labiti. So the Gemara, time it amr tnu. Hala, yamr tnu gufo mitzah. So the Markash, later of Nachan by Yitzchak, vadumi de behem ektonis. Rabbi Yosef didn't like the whole pshat in the Gemara. Again, the Mishnah said that a woman that was killed, Nehenem Besaira. You let Avana from her here. The kasha is, what do you mean? The here is part of her. If it's part of her, it's part of the mace. A mace is the chalam al asr bahana. So the Gemara said, Amar Rav, it's talking not about her here, it's talking about her sheitel, and it's talking about where she said, Tenu Sairi Labiti. The problem is, the next words of the Mishnah are, Behema Shenerga Asur Bana. And we don't mean the sheitel of the Behema, that's not what we mean. We mean the Behema itself. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was bothered. You have two cases in a Mishnah. Sounds like they're discussing something similar. V'dumya de behema k'tani. Ma hasam gufe, avachanami gufe. Elam Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, because of that, I have a different shot. I think that really the Mishnah means here. And the Mishnah says, even though a mace is asr b'ana, the hair of a person that was killed does not become asr b'ana. Why? Zumi sasa oisrasa, vizug mardin oisrasa. The reason a mace is asr b'ana, the reason someone that's killed becomes asr b'ana, there's no halacha that says that if it was nigmar din on a person, that this person is supposed to be killed, and then the person's killed, he becomes asr b'ana because of the gmar din. Why is the person asr b'ana? Because he's a mace. If he would die naturally, he'd be asr b'ana. The gmar din is not the reason he's asr b'ana, or she's asr b'ana. It's the fact that the person's not alive that the person's asr b'ana, right? Nachman Yitzchak saying among this. When it comes to a behema that was nigmar dina, that lach is that the behema is asr b'ana. Why is the behema asr b'ana? It's because of the misa? No. Because when an animal dies, it's called an avela. It's true an avela is asr b'achila. It's also true that an avela is tameh, tumas nevela, but an avela is not asr b'ana. What are you supposed to do with the nevela? You can give it a ge'ashev b'sharecha, a macher simkirena, the kelev tashlichana. It's not asr b'ana. The Torah says clearly you let avana from it. If that's the case, the misa is not what made it asr b'ana. It was the gemar din. It was the psak that this is a shara nisko. That's what becomes asr b'ana. So Nachman by Yitzchak said that the two are fundamentally different. By a woman that was killed, it's not the gemar din. The gemar din is just the proba. It's the heichi timtso. It's the misa, though, that made her asr b'ana. As opposed to by the shara nisko, it's the gemar din itself that made her asr b'ana. L'may nafkimina. Nafkimina is the here. Because here doesn't get impacted by misa. So when a person dies, it doesn't affect the here. If that's the case, says the Gemara, there's no reason that misa, which is the siva for the isra ana, should make the here asr b'ana. As opposed to by behemoth, for example, where there it's the gemar din is chal on the here, just like it's chal on the rest of the behemoth, and as a result, over there it would be asr b'ana. Tani Levi kavasi the Rav, and Tani Levi kavasi the Rav Nisqvay Yasuf. So Levi said, I have a brisa like Rav and a brisa like Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. These are the two pshatim in our Mishnah. Is the reason why the here of the woman is mutar b'ana because we're talking about a sheitel where she said tenu sari labiti, or is the reason it's mutar b'ana is because misa doesn't impact here, and as a result, it doesn't make the here asr b'ana. Tani Levi kavasi the Rav, the riot to Rav was the Ishashi Yotzel Harig, Vamratun Sari Labiti, Noisnin, Mesa, Ein Noisnin, Nesha Mesa Asabana, and the Kash is Pshito, what's the Chiddish? Elosh Noye Hames Asabana, must be talking about where it was a Shetel, and that's the Vard of Tun Sari Labiti, this is Daikimta, this is Mamish Rav. Tanya Kabasra, Nachrama Yitzchok, Ishashi Mesa, Nenem Besairo, Behema Shenerga Asurubana, Uman Hefresh Ben Zelweze, Zoom Misasa, Oisrasov, Zugma. Then Oisra saw almost verbatim Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, and on that note, Hadron Allah Hakol Marichin Exhale. So just one more ha'ara as it relates to this sugya. So this Mishnah on Erechin Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. So even though it's towards the end of Shas and it's tucked away in Masechtas Erechin, these are laws really that deal with Erechin. But at the same time, this Mishnah is a very important Mishnah. It's an often quoted Mishnah. In fact, one of the most famous tshuvas in Shelas Yaivitz. It's a Chelak Aleph Simen Mem Gimel. Was based on this Mishnah right here. But before Rabbi Yaakov Emden's tshuva, a little bit of a hakdama. That is, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Nida, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Daf Mem Dalet. The Mishnah says as follows: A tinek ben yoy mecha. When a child is one day old, metame ben nida. A tinek ben yoy mecha is metame beziva, metame ben agon. It's metame Thomas Mace. It's zoykek liyibum. It's poitim and ayibum. It's meichel truma. It's poisel truma. It's neichel umanchel. If someone kills it, he's chayiv. The halacha is, and it's treated like a char. It's treated like a kar of the chaldvar. What we need from this Mishnah is the Mishnah says that a tinoik ben yoy mechad, if someone kills this child, the halacha is he's going to be chayiv. Places throughout Shas is medayik from this Mishnah that it sounds like only a tinoik ben yoy mechad is the halacha hahargoy chayiv. But if somebody would kill an uber, not Yoy Mechad yet, the Alach is a Hargoy, would be Potter. And Tais asks a Kasha, because the Gemara says, Masach Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Ches, Daf Nun Tes, that a Ben Noyach that kills an Uber is Chayiv Misas Beze. Shvichas Domim is one of the Shevet Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach, and it's a Mefurish Gemara, that if a Ben Noyach kills a person, or if, even if he kills an Uber, the Alach is, he's going to be Chayiv Misas Beze. Fake Tais Akasha, that the Gemara says, Mi Ikum Midi, Tili Yisrael Shari, Ulaivik Echav Masr. The Gemara says throughout Shas that there's no such thing, it's not possible to have a Metzias, that there should be something that a guy is not allowed to do and the Yid could do. A guy can never be more frum than the Yid. There's no such Metzias. So if a Ben Noyach has a certain Isser, it means a Yid has to have this Isser as well. So Frey Toysfus, if you take these three Gemaras and you merge them together, What you're left with is a good kash. I have a Mishnah, Masechta Seder, Daf Nun Dalet, that says that if somebody kills a tinuk ben yoyalech, he's going to be chayev. Michlal lavat Hashem meyahen, that if somebody would kill an uber, he would be chayev. I have a Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, that says that a ben noyach that kills an uber is chayev mises bez. And I have a Gemara that says a ben noyach can never be more chomer than a yid. Bechari is more chomer. Why is he more chomer? Because a ben noyach is not allowed to kill an ober. If he does, he's chayiv misa. And in Yisrael, it's only a tinik ben yamechel. Which means that if he kills an ober, he's not going to be chayiv misa's best. Says Tosfos in a few places, and we'll read it from Masechtas Chulin Daf Lamed Gimel, because over there it's very short. In fact, it's a two-word answer. Says Tosfos, you have to say, Nehi de Potter, it's actually five words, Mikol Makayim Loishari. Meaning is true. From the Mishnah in Nida Daf Mandalim and Aleph, there's a very glaring diak. That is, hahargoy. If somebody kills a tinek ben yoy mechad, he's going to be chayev. Clearly implying, if somebody kills an ober, he won't be chayev. But it doesn't say that it's okay. It just says you're not going to be chayev. But enachinami, if you do it, it's a bad thing. Mikol makom nehid de poter, but at the same time says Tosfos loishari, it's not mutter. And being that it's not mutter, you have no problem of mi ikomidi de li yisrael shari ulay v'kacham masor. Mi ikomidi is about mutter and aser. It doesn't care about Mises Bezin. In fact, Ben Noyach Azoros and Sui Misasan, or Ben Noyach that steals his Chayiv Mises Bezin. So we don't care about the fact that he's going to be Chayiv. What we care about is if a Ben Noyach is not allowed to do something, and a Yid is allowed to do something, that's a problem. What's the problem? Mi ikumidi. Zok, Teisvis, and Anachanam, you're going to have to say that it's really usher for a Yisrael to kill an Uba. I, the Mishnah means there's no Chayiv Misa. But in terms of Isser, Avada Gevis, it's going to be usher. The Chavis Yor. In a tshuva, it's in Siman Lamed Aleph, was asked a shaila by a woman who was an Eishes Ish, who was Mazana. And after she was Mazana, she felt terrible about what she did, and she literally, I mean, if you read the Chavis Yor's tshuva, he writes that she, Rakoirida kenachal dimo, she used to cry every night, vehiticha roisha bekoisel, and she would literally take her head and bang it against the wall, ad kizoiv dama miroisha, until blood would flow from her head. She had such atzfus from the avera that she did. And then afterwards, she found out that had insult to injury, she was pregnant and she had a child. And this child wasn't her husband's child. It came from this meister's nus, and the child was going to be a mamzer. And she sent the shayla to the Chavis Yoyer, Poisek Adar, and wanted to know, is it okay for her to abort the child? She wanted to do an abortion. She couldn't deal with this. And she said, she'll abort the child, there were ways to do abortion, and she wanted to know, is it okay or is it not okay? And the Chavis Yoyer wrote a tshuva. And the tamtzis of his tshuva is, this halacha, he says at the end of the day, even though there's a diak in a Mishnah, Nidadat Mandalam and Aleph, but Tosfos and Chulin Lamagil and other places says that based on the halacha, Miyak Amidiyah must be that it's aser for you to do it. At the end of the day, it's aser. And he told this woman, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for you. You're going to have to give birth to this child. You can't kill the child. You're not allowed to kill a child. You're not even allowed to kill an over. When the Chavis Yor approached the Shaila, he was mocked in, he says, it sounds like from your Shaila that you feel that because you're an Ish, and because the child's going to be a mamzer, maybe it's more cooler thing. Meaning maybe to kill an uber that's a mamzer has a cooler. He says it has nothing to do with anything. There's no halacha of a mamzer being cooler. He says, in fact, when it comes to a mamzer, the halacha is mamzer tamud chacham is koyitin in the koyin gadol ha-ma'aretz. And there's a lot of chashivos that a mamzer can have. He just is also love bakal. It's a problem. But other than that, is Yisro Gomer. And he says, the fact that you are Mezana and the child is a Mamzer has absolutely no bearings on this Shaila. Stating that, Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote a tshuva in Shaila Ziyavitz. And he began his tshuva with this Chavis Yar. He said, the Shaila sent the Shaila to the Chavis Yar. She was an Eishes, she was Mezana, she had a child, she wanted to abort the child. And the Chavis Yar said, there's an Isser abortion. What's the Makar? Toysis Chul, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. And the Chavis Yar said, Machtavek, the whole Hakdama to the Shaila. Because he says, who cares that you're an Eishes Ish that was Mezana? Said Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that Shelas Chacham is Chatzi Tshuva. That sometimes you have to be Medayik a Shaila to understand what the Tshuva is. And he says, I believe that whoever constructed this Shaila was a London. And really, it's true, it's poshet that it is an issa to abort the child. But being that this was an Eishes Ish that was Mezana, and being that this was a very unique circumstance, it could be over here, it's mutter. And in fact, Rav Yaakov Emden went ahead and he wrote a tshuva, and Rav Yaakov Emden, believe it or not, wrote in his tshuva that he thinks it's okay for this woman to abort the child. Not only is it okay, he says it could be it's even a mitzvah. It could be it's even a mitzvah. Based on what? So he said it's based on a few things. He says, number one, we know that once upon a time, an Eish HaSish that was Mezana, would have been Chayiv Mises Bezen, she would have been Chayiv Chen. The Gemara says in Masechta Soita Tav Chesom Bezen, in other places as well, that even though we don't have Mises Bezen anymore, but we still have Din Arba Mises Bezen. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mesaviv, the Sibis, to make a person that's Chayiv Mises Bezden die in the way that the person would have died had Bezden been around. Meaning, Afal Pisha Arba Mises Bezden Baklu, but Din Arba Mises Bezden Loi Baklu. Which means, in Lumbus, that this woman that was Mezana right this second, right now, is really Chayiv Mises Bezden. She's Chayiv Chen. The Mishnah says in Masechet Erechin Nav Zayin Amar Aleph, Hayoytze Laharek, if someone was Chayiv Mises Bezden, not only would they kill her, but they would kill the Uber as well. That means this psak of Mises Bezdin right now is on her and it's on her child as well. If that's the case, and this is the leap of faith, if that's the case, said Rabbi Yaakov Emden, it means that this woman is a Gavra Katala. The Uber is a Gavra Katala. If that's the case, there's no Chiv Misa if somebody kills this woman, and there's certainly no Chiv Misa if somebody's going to go ahead and kill the Uber. Because you're not killing a regular child, you're killing a Gavra Katala. So says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, if that's the case, it's Pashat that there's no Ritzich over here. It's Pashat that there's not going to be Shvichas Damim. He says, in fact, I think it could be that if she goes ahead now and takes her own life, she's being Mekayim a Mitzvah. You know which Mitzvah? Be'arta Rav Kibecha. The Mitzvah that Bezdin would have had Bezdin gone ahead and killed her. And he says, the truth is, based on that, he says, you can understand many Midrashim. He says, you find many Gemaras where there were people that did Averis, and then they cried, and they cried, they cried, and they ended up dying. Right? What comes from Blazbender Daya? Blazbender Daya was Baal Kol Zoyner Shabba'ilam, right? The Gemara says, he heard about a Zayna that was Bakrakti Ayam, and he traveled across seven seas and mountains, and he finally came to her, and she said, you've traveled so far to do such an Avera. And when the Zayna gave him a patch upon him, he realized how low he had fallen, and he had such Chalich Sadas, and he started crying and crying and crying until he died. Yatsa Sabaskal and said, Rebbe Lazar ben Derdaya is Mezum al-Khayyab. The Rebbe said that, look at this, Yesh Koinai Lomi B'Shah Achas, Yesh Koinai Lomi, the other people that take a whole life. The Loyoid al Shakoinai is a Rebbe. Rav Hutna said, what kind of Rebbe was he? The Loyoid al Shakoinai is a Rebbe. Said he was the Rebbe from Tshuva. He showed that a person could be such a Baal Taiva, such a Baal Aveira his whole life, but if he does Tshuva at the end, he was the Rebbe from Tshuva. But it sounds like it was a Shvach. He was Loichot. Why did he go to El Mahabba? He killed himself. He was a Mahabba Atzvil Adas. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, you see from there that if someone's Chayiv Mises Bezden, because Din Arba Mises Bezden like Bodhi, he's a Gavra Katala. You're killing someone that's Chayiv Mises Bezden. The Gemara says that there's still a Psak Din on this person right now that he's Chayiv Mises Bezden. Either way, said Rabbi Yaakov Emden, if that's the case, it's Poshit. If she would kill herself, she wouldn't be over Nesser. If she kills herself with the child, that's the way Bezden would have killed her. Even if she kills the child without her, even though he struggles with that, that should also not be a problem. And he says, if that's the case, Mkein Lefizeh, Pshita. Listen to this, Pshita. It could be that it's even a mitzvah. The bottom line, this was Rabbi Yaakov Emden's truth. He said, the Chavis Yor, Machtavek the Shailah. He says, who cares that she's an Eish HaSish? No, it matters. You know why it matters? Based on the Gemara that we just learned, based on Erechin Dav Zayin, Ramosha Feinstein, in a tshuva, in Choshen Mishpat, Chelik Beis, it's Simon Samach Tes. He brings this Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and Rabbi Moshe speaks very uncharacteristically, very, very sharp about this tshuva. He says, "Vine b'sheilas yayves chelik alav simim em gimel reisi dvarim shloim nitnu leheyomer sheba uber mamzer matelah piloi mitam shoyishav esman shoyisan hedjim belishkas hagazes hay mechayven oisem misav lahayu mamtinen atchi yivoleid mikra de gam shneim nechshav aplad bar kitoro umuter vegam b'mitzvah lapiloi." Either ways, he says, "Mamish dvarim betelim him avshar kosev ze adam gadol k'rav Yaakov Emden." Very, very sharp from Moshe. And then he says, at the end, he's misnatzel why he's talking so sharp. He says, "Kosafti zel leinyan apir." So Ramosha acknowledged why he was saying this. Ramosha wrote his tshuva in 1937. This was a few years after the Supreme Court in the United States passed Roe versus Wade, where they legalized abortion. And he said it was going on in Eretz Yisrael as well. And he said, I feel I have to speak very, very sharp and chalila to have any coolers, whether it's the Shailas Yaivitz or whatever it is, he said, because at the end of the day, we have to go ahead, and this is something that we have to be misnatzel. Either way, unfortunately, we're going to have to cut this shmuza a little bit short, because it's getting late, but there's really a lot more to take out of this Gemara. So when we learn Masechta Schulin, Daf Ayin Aleph and Daf Ayin Beis, so we spoke a lot about abortion in Halacha. We have two raid bites, aborting in Halacha part 1 and aborting in Halacha part 2. Pretty straightforward. So there we went through tshuvas from a Waldenberg at Tzitz Eliezer, where he says Dvarim the Flaim, and we went through it a little bit more in terms of the more general conversation. Abortion in halacha, is it mutter, is it not mutter? The more general shy, but this is a more specific question. Here we're dealing in Eishes Ish, that was Mezana. Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Chiddush is because of Din Arba Mises Bezin like Batlu, but there's a lot more, there's another part of this, maybe over the next few days we'll have an opportunity to get back into it, but there's a lot of big Yisoyah, this is in Ramban and Mesech Tesnid, the Dach Mandala that we need to speak out. Tremendous raid, unfortunately, we don't have enough time.